of the International Secret Police.
Felix Zero.
Octopus gangsters have surrounded the meeting place of the secret police in Mazagan, Morocco, and break down the door, intent on destroying the boys. Seeing no way of escape, Clint tells Speed to burn the data on the Atlantean investigation before their enemies break in. But Carlos stops the boy, and just as the door starts to go, the South American leads his friends down through a trap door in the floor of his room. We find them now in an underground passage, pitch dark and as silent as the tomb.
Gosh, that was a close call. Those octopus gangsters were just about to come through the door when you closed the trap door after us, Carlos.
See, Speed. But they saw nothing. The room was too dark for that.
Why in the dickens didn't you tell us you had another exit to your room, Carlos?
I was hoping we would not have to use it, Clint.
Well, why?
Oh, it is a long walk to the bastion of the angels.
Angels? Say, where are we going, anyhow?
Do not worry, amigo. The bastion is a powder magazine, guarded by the French government, of course. We shall find safety and friends there.
But how did you know of this passage? That it led between your room and this angelic powder magazine we're heading for?
Oh, Clint, amigo, you delight my heart. You make it appear as if I can work miracles.
Well, the miracle of our escape. Closest one I ever want to come to.
Me too.
That is exactly why I took that room. I have used it before, always in disguise, however. You see, once I made a very good friend. He was a Moor, and he told me of this passage and its outlets. It was built years ago by the Portuguese when they took Mazagan from the Moors. Very few people knew about it. Fortunately, I am one of those few. But watch your footing from now on. The ground becomes rough underfoot.
And this passage will take us right to the powder magazine, Carlos?
See, in the bastion, Speed.
If we suddenly appear inside the bastion, what will the guards do? I hope they don't fire on sight or anything like that. After all, in these disguises, we appear to be rather disreputable Arabs.
Do not worry, Clint. The French police always ask questions before they shoot here in Mazagan. Another thing, they know that only someone close to their work would know these passages.
I see. Well, I'm anxious to get above ground again so that we can clamp down on those rats who were so anxious to break into our rooms. Come, Carlos, let's hurry along.
Secret police are no longer here. That is certain. They are too late. They have escaped us.
What are we to do, then? Are you not afraid to tell this to the octopus, Abu?
Yes. Yes, I am afraid, for I know what awaits all of us if we fail. He is a madman. His vengeance can reach us anywhere.
But Marlowe and the others may be hiding somewhere in this room.
Where? In a cobweb, perhaps? Or under the candle on the table? No, by the beard of the prophet, they have escaped us. And my heart is heavy with dread of the future.
I heard a story once, when I was only a lad, about a horse on the street. Perhaps this very horse, if I can but remember it.
Story? We have no time for storytellers now. Stop your seeking. The police are not here. You have looked everywhere in the room. You may as well return to our headquarters.
Listen to me, Abu. This story of mine may save our very lives.
So? Quiet. Quiet, everyone. Speak up, then. You well know our danger if we fail the octopus. If you know anything that might lessen that danger, speak up.
There is a secret passage running between some of the houses in the native quarter and the bastions by the sea. One in particular was an old meeting place, the Bastion of the Angels.
The Angels? Now a powder magazine? I know it well.
But you did not know of the secret passage?
No. Then that is how they escaped. Praise Allah, there is yet a chance for us. I knew the police had not passed us. They must have an exit somewhere in this room that one of them knew about and used it as an escape.
Shall we not then look for this exit and follow them?
Follow them? No, we will meet them.
Meet them?
Of course, at the Bastion of the Angels.
We are merely guessing that this passage leads to the Angels' Bastion. It might be any one of the others. It might be the bastion of the generals, of the Storks, of St. Anthony.
Yes. They shall all be guarded by us. We have enough men to station a few along the walls to watch each bastion. As for the angels, we have a friend in that one. He will give us entrance.
To the powder magazine, but the French, huh?
He is French, one of the guards. Come, on to the bastion of the angels.
My love, boy.
By Allah, the sea is angry tonight. She claws at the walls with hungry and fearful fingers.
And the moon is hidden by clouds. A good night for a murder.
You have a grim humor, Abu.
I need humor, grim or otherwise. But peace, they are almost at the bastion now. See, there is a guard watching us.
Have you a story to tell him? One that will explain our presence near the French powder magazine?
Fear not, I have a story. Come, let us approach him.
At least there is one thing to be thankful for. The wind has died.
But yet the sea is lashing the walls. It is a bad sign. When the wind does come, it may be an evil storm.
By that time, we shall be safe in our homes, I pray. And Barlow and the others will not worry about the winds and the sea, for they shall be lifeless.
If we find them, this story of yours may yet have an unhappy ending for us, brother. But we shall learn some information from the guard. Guard your tongue. We approach him.
Halt! Stand where you are.
I would speak with you. My name is Abu.
Oh, well advanced then, but try no tricks.
Tricks? We have come to the walls to look upon the sea, brother. There is no wind tonight, and yet the sea rages. My people are fearful she may swoop over the walls and reclaim Mazagan as her own.
Oh, nonsense. You Arabs are as full of superstition as an old woman is of gossip.
Do you not fear the sea, brother, and the things that live in the sea?
This is strange talk between you and the guard.
Hold your own talk, and you shall soon understand ours.
I have known fear in my time, and that is why I guard the bastion of the angels. We must always be on guard, even when no one is near.
Pierre.
But Abu, what are you doing here on the walls at night? It is dangerous.
No one can hear us.
No. Everyone is gone except one fellow inside. There is a military dinner at the hotel tonight. Who is that with you?
Another operator. He is safe.
And Pierre is one of us, too.
Yes, everything is with us tonight, brother. Pierre guards the bastion of the angels, and everyone else save one is at a military dinner. Pierre, have you seen anyone else here within the bastion?
Within the bastion? No, you know that is forbidden. Whom did you expect to see?
The secret police. Barlow, Speed Gibson, Carlos Del Valle.
Those three. Sacre bleu, this is no place for me if they are coming here.
Peace. Do not lose your head now or the master will see to it that you lose it later completely.
The octopus has orders for us concerning the secret police, eh?
They must be destroyed in Mazagan. Under no account are they to leave the city. We thought we had them surrounded at an inn, but they escaped us, and we believe they may have found a secret passage that leads into the bastion of the angels.
Oh, the passage? May we? There is one. But it is locked and bolted. No one ever uses it. The French authorities believe it to be impassable.
Where does it enter the bastion?
The main powder room. The other guard is in there now.
Can we gain entrance to that room?
Well, it will be most difficult. No one is allowed in there save on official business.
There must be some other way.
What sort of powder is kept in this bastion?
Ammunition of every type.
Oh, why do you cease speaking?
You say the secret police must be destroyed, or we shall be?
The master will spare no one if they escape Mazagan.
Could be done. There is always that possibility.
Possibility of what?
Of an explosion. In the powder magazine. Destruction of the whole bastion. And whoever is in it.
Pierre, you have saved our lives.
Saved our lives? We'll be in the bastion too, don't forget that.
Oh, no. Not if we arrange a very long fuse to lead into the powder room.
And the other guard? What of him?
He must die with the secret police. Can all exits leading from the powder room be locked?
But assuredly. Once the fuse is connected, we shall have nothing to worry about. Our main problem now is to get that fuse in there without arousing the other guard's suspicion.
There are three of us to one of him.
We cannot use force. Before we could reach him, he would reach for a signal that would bring all Mazagan to the bastion.
Medabin of the Prophet, we do not want that.
The laying of the fuse must remain with you then, Pierre. The other guard will not suspect you of anything.
He will wonder why I have left my post. But I can get around him by some story or another. He's a stupid fellow. But you two must stay out of sight.
We can go inside at least, can we not? Someone might happen by and see us on the walls if we stay here.
Oh, may we set him on? You may come inside. Follow me.
Yes, we must make haste or the secret police will arrive before our preparations are completed.
Voila, through the door.
Ah, this is much better.
Hello. You are well armed?
Oh, yes.
Then wait here for me. If anyone attempts an entrance, learn who it is. If it is the commandant and the others, fire twice into the air. I shall come immediately and we shall say that someone slipped by me and entered the bastion and that I was looking for them. But anyone else, shoot to kill.
And my aim shall be never better.
Alors, I go now to lay the fuse.
Once you return and we have lighted the fuse, we shall warn the others of our band. By the time the spark reaches the powder room, we shall be far away from the bastion of the angels.
But we must not forget to lock the bastion doors before we leave.
Oh, no. No. There must be someone to witness this great event, this explosion of the powder magazine. And the witnesses shall be Speed Gibson, Barlow, and Carlos Del Valle.